Good morning. Good morning. We are so glad you joined this morning. And the Inner Peace Monday. We have Inner Peace Monday. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this morning. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for your blessings. I pray for you. You're helping us to move forward here in peace and give us strength to awaken us this morning. For us, peace fill us with as we move forward and we center ourselves in divine love. Father, we thank you this morning. We pray for two amazing women, Dr. Vanessa Wesley and Dr. P.K. Patton, for their vision for the Master's Call. We thank you for the speaker about the download of word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for connecting each and every one with this artist's life. We appreciate the prayer warriors and their guests that join us this morning. I am praying for every prayer request this morning. Dr. P.K. Robert Patton, Minister Kine, and Kendra Carr. And Diamond President Reggie Flanagan, father, and his sister Marilyn, we want to lift them. We want to lift up the bereaved family this morning. President Reggie Flanagan, brother, went home to be with the Lord and his family. We want to lift up Brother Grace this morning, Ada Grace's family, his mother, and her siblings, this morning. We're going to lift them up. And anyone else that's believing this morning, give us up a heart and let us know that God is in our lives. And we thank you, Jesus, for this morning. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. My name is Minister Cynthia Costa. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. So, host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you so much for the tag this morning, Inner Peace Monday, and thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning and for that prayer. We glorify God for you, and I want to say good morning on this wonderful Monday morning to our TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Cynthia, say welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so happy that you've joined us, and you are in for a blessing. Let me give you a little bit about the call. This call started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders. They are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. We thank God for them saying yes. The scripture that the Lord laid on their hearts was Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayer comes before you." We also have our mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we're believing, God, that your day is going to be enhanced, it's going to be enriched, it's going to be empowered. And we have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. You'll see where all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And I tell you, I'm excited. The directives are there for our fast, our corporate fast, and this is day 39. Yes, day 39. And you know what? I'm just so excited that I feel like going on. I'm telling you, because it's definitely been a tremendous blessing to be on the corporate fast. And you could even still pray for the directors back there. The theme for the year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Hallelujah. So this is why I'm so excited about our fast, because we are expecting supernatural things to take place in our lives. I know you are. Let me go on and tell you even what brought us all together, and that is none other than Artist Life, Artist International. It is a company, the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, that has vital products that help You get your health restored, and I'm telling you, it is absolutely wonderful. We are so excited because we're getting ready to go to Extravaganza in Los Angeles, California. We're going to be staying at the Sheraton Gateway, and it's not too late for you to join us. It's only $29 for registration. They extended that price. So get in, and come join us. That's March 9th through the 11th, and Sunday morning we will have church. Yes, we will. And we're expecting great things to take place in our midst, giving God all praise and glory. So join us. Now, if you want to be a part of that service and help along that, as well as even being a part of this ministry as a greeter or a host, or you might want to share a word from the Lord, send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. We'll be so excited that you become a part of us. Now, we do have the new morning motivational call that's coming up right after this call. It's on every Monday through Friday. After this call, that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Inspirational Monday, where our very own Minister Cynthia Cox will be ministering. So get on that call. We do have a bypass if someone is with PCS or T-Mobile. That bypass number is 716-293-9707. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have this phenomenal woman of God who is one of our co-founders. She's always ready to share a word with the masses. And I tell you, every time she comes forth with a powerful word, and I give God glory for her. She is our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas, a woman who has had a 12-year industrial engineer career. She is a product of Oral Roberts University as well as Spelman University. She has been a blessing by starting and ordaining and being a founder of Van Networks, a networking instructional self-improvement organization. She is a woman who has been a blessing to the masses. She's been nominated to Who's Who among American colleges and universities. She has been on the radio and internet broadcasts, speaking the truth in love. She has been a pastor, senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. I can go on and on. She is our mother eagle. She is a caregiver. She is a prophetess. She is a pastor. She is a woman of God who stands in the trenches. She is a powerful intercessor. I give God glory for this woman of God who is a blessing to TMC. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am. I am here. Warmest kingdom greetings. Good morning. Loads of love sending your way to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Thank you, Prayer General, for just being who you are, which has been such a backbone, even to me personally, but definitely to our TMC family as well as our Artist Life family. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia Cox from Boogie Down Bronx, for seating and greeting God's people this morning. And we look forward to that powerful word that we know is in your belly to give out this morning on the morning motivational call. Well, I'm excited today. You heard Minister Brenda say, I had him cracking up laughing, but I ministered yesterday that this is day 39. I see the end of the rainbow. It has been an absolutely awesome time of consecration and sanctification, as many of us have pressed these 40 days on this Daniel's fast, as we have lifted up Artist Life, lifted up the name of Jesus to be the birth canal for things in our lives, in our ministries, in our business, in the body of Christ, and we're excited about it. So I am honored this morning to be with you I know that many of you all have been seeing and hearing all the awesome accomplishments and things being noted as part of our Black History Month celebration. I so strongly believe in history, because if you don't know where you came from, it's hard to embrace and understand where God is taking us. And we are in an awesome time, a precipice of time, where many don't know who they came from, the rich lineage and legacy. And as we have talked in weeks past about Carter G. Woodson in 1926 starting a Negro History Week that he later, it transcended into Black History Month. And as many always wonder why February, I always like to give you the history. He chose the month of February because two people who greatly influenced him were Abraham Lincoln's birthday is in February, as well as that great abolitionist Frederick Douglass. And so he, along with the many other accomplishments that happened in February, chose that month. We continue to highlight some of the many accomplishments that have been created by Blacks. And I do encourage you to visit my Facebook page every day this month. I'm posting different accomplishments of we as a people, in spite of challenging us to pour out of us. There's pain with a purpose, I preached on yesterday. There's possibilities to walk towards your promise. Most inventions are created out of solving a problem, created a promise. When there was a need, God dropped, downloaded the invention, the idea, so that others were blessed. Every invention I'll give you, I'm going to give you the patent date, so it's not hearsay. It's recorded in D.C. in the patent book of records. Something as simple as the pencil sharpener. Yes, some folks still use a pencil. I'm an engineer. I'm into mechanical pencils, but the pencil sharpener created by J.L. Love, November 23rd in 1897. I love to remind everybody, because today and every day you walk to your refrigerator, and it was invented by J. Standard, June 14th, 1891. Most of us will get in a car and drive today. The motor that keeps the car running was invented by Frederick M. Jones, June 27, 1891. 34. See, all we heard about was Henry Ford, but then motor, Frederick M. Jones. I laughed at this one, the simple lunch pail that kids use every day, animated with the cartoon characters and workers to factories, or just folks carrying their lunch. The lunch pail, invented by the brother James Robinson in 1887. And what's important, it's still needed when we have those power outages, the lantern, the simple lantern, Michael C. Harvey, August 19th, 1884. We have so much that we as a people have accomplished, but there's still so much more. My next time with you together, I'm going to give you some 2,000 up inventors and creators, some of the role models that inspired me to want to go into the field of engineering. I'm excited because God always gives us creativity as we submit and open ourselves to the possibilities. We've been talking over our last few times together when I've come with you about the four B's to godly success, the four B's to godly success. And that is, first, you must believe with eyes of faith. You have to see it to believe it. The world teaches us so that we can achieve it. But it starts with belief. Every invention, everything you touch, experience, taste, it started as an idea with somebody believing the possibilities, from the dress, the TV, you know, all these things. It had to be a belief. that they can translate it out of the intangible to the tangible. Then that second B for our godly success was you got to birth it. Right now we're in this fast, this time of consecration, because we're birthing the will of God in the land, first for ourselves and then for our artist life family. Nothing happens. I was drilling this yesterday because the body of Christ has become so lethargic and bordering lazy, forgetting that things don't just happen because we want them to happen, because we wish them to happen. There's a real war going on in the heavens, and we need some midwives to birth the will of God into the land. And that happens through prayer, through intercession. So as we believe, most things get aborted because people won't do the work of prayer to birth in, to call on the God of all gods, the King of all kings, to help translate that from the intangible to the tangible. And then as it's birthed, we have to become the things that God has orchestrated us to do, to be. We have to believe, birth, become, and then we turn around for the next generation and build. So we've been talking about the importance of believing and how that happens. We hear something in the ears of our spirit, and we choose to believe. And in weeks past, we've talked about the importance of how do you react. I think every one of us can attest to an idea, a creative, a nugget thought that dropped in our spirit, and we just didn't act on it. We didn't graduate from believe to birth. And then 3-4 years later, late at night for some of us watching an infomercial, and we say, I thought of that 6 years ago. Yeah, but see, they're the millionaire now. You're not. Why? Because we didn't take it further. And when we talked about believing, we talked about guarding the gates of your spirit, of your mind, to pour into your spirit the things that glorify, edify. We talked about choosing to hear a diet full of faith-filled words. That's how you get the believing to the birthing, is a diet of faith-filled words. We talked about how does that happen, by having a daily time of devotion, meaning the prayers, the petitions, the affirmations, the praise, and Bible study. We talked about another tool that we have to use to go from believe to birth is ask God for that inner circle of people, those who will challenge you to be all you can be. Stop being content with being the big fish in a small pond when there's an ocean of opportunities God wants you and I to dive into. Get an inner circle who will speak the truth to you in love, who will challenge you. Boy, I tell you, my mentors wear sister girl out, and I thank God for them. They're not impressed with my 5 years earned degrees, my accolades, successes, and all the other things that people may stroke us on, and our ego feels good, but we know ego is edging God out. No, no, I have folks who say, yeah, yeah, that may impress others, but I know what's in you. You only gave 50%. I'm waiting for you to try to hit 100, and I sit there looking like, okay. And I go back knowing that they're right, that when we've been given more, we're expected to deliver more. If they fell in college, you cannot teach us anything else. With that spirit of excellence at that institution I love, all they drilled to do us the importance of female, black female excellence, and to stop settling for mediocrity. Stop hanging around with folks who only stroke you. You should want to be with folks who challenge you. I didn't mean to stay there that long, but obviously somebody needed to hear that. And when we're going from believing to birthing, how to eliminate those holy haters out of your sphere of influence, the 4 B's to godly success. First, you got to believe it. Then you want to birth it as we build and become it to build it. Okay, so the second, when we're birthing it, we talked and really started on what we see. Do we choose to birth it? Choosing to birth the right somethings in our life. Going from the outer court to the inner court, and especially in times like these of consecration, pressing into the Holy of Holies. What we see sometimes is to decide, to choose whether we'll cross over into the work of birthing. Yeah, you know, the 9 months of carrying that baby around, the ups and downs, the failures that will lead to the ultimate success. We're going to go from the head knowledge to the heart knowledge to the spiritual knowledge. We begin by saying it, by confessing it, by decreeing, even declaring it. But often, sometimes many in our heart, we're still not believing it. So what do we do, Dr. B? You keep doing it to your emotions, to your fear, to your doubts. Catch up with your faith. That's how you go from believing it to wanting, birthing it. And as we keep on saying it, as we keep on allowing our ear gates to again and again hear it, then we'll start graduating from that outer court to the inner court, and we'll start to really believe it and then begin to birth the godly faith and hope in God's word and his promises, filled with the anticipation and the expectation, as we were talking in our theme this year, for the supernatural manifestation of his word in our life. And see, after we have a season of saturation, because some things God shows us, I woke up and just said, no, Lord, ooh, you must have short-circuited heaven with some of the things he showed me. And as I look back on how he's brought me, carried me, I knew it was because I chose to believe and came and became the incubator where we could birth. And in that season of saturation of the word of God in our hearts and that intercourse with our belief in God and his promises, they begin to grow stronger and stronger and work on our faith muscles. We become more fortified each day and every day with us knowing that we know that we know that we know he's real. It again becomes time for that promotion in the spirit to birth the will of God. And see, for those of us who chose to endure, like this 39th day, like a good soldier, we come into the Holy of Holies with a level of intimacy, with a degree of discernment, with a focused faith that now aligns with the spiritual atmosphere of the heavenlies and allows us to hear clearly. And with that clarity straight out of the room of God, we begin to burst in our lives the divine, accurate, on-time, anointed will of God. We'll birth, and God will know he can begin to trust us to do, to be what he's called us to be. We're talking about the four B's to godly success. To first believe with the eyes of faith. Remember, faith is not in the reasoning realm. It's not carnal. It's not flesh. When you're in a carnal realm, you operate only in your reasoning, in your five senses of smell, touch, feel, hear, and taste. When you grow up and ask that belief muscle to grow, you climb up into a faith realm where you're trusting and you're calling those things that be not as though they are. And as you do it again and again and say, God, if you trust me, if you see that in me, use me for your glory. You start just meditating. Let that season of saturation help your faith grow and be so that you have the capacity to birth God's divine will in your life. Choosing to birth, choosing to see yourself walk across that stage. I don't care. Yes, we know what today is. We know how quickly and how soon the conference is coming up. But do you dare to believe so you can birth the promises of God? Do you dare to say, God, whatever it takes, use me for your glory and my good. Amen, amen. And we'll continue our next time together on the win that will do something, we'll choose to become. Today, be encouraged. Decide, yes, I do believe. Now, God, make me that incubator to birth all you've assigned to my life. In Jesus' name. Back to you, our awesome prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Woo, my Lord, this was powerful, powerful, powerful. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for the four B's to godly success. Praise God. We will now, and I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, Lord God, for your spirit of truth dwelling among us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God that brought forth this powerful message, giving us the four B's to godly success. We thank you, Lord, that we believe and we trust in you with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls and our strength. And we thank you, Father, that we are presenting our bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable as unto you. And we thank you that we're no longer conformed to this world, but we're transformed, being transformed by the renewing of our minds, that you will get all praise and glory. So with that, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for healing the sick, Lord God, healing those that are having health challenges. Dr. PK, Kai, and Kendra, Lord God, we call them the healed and the whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for comforting those that are going through the bereavement hour, Lord God, the Flanagans, Lord God, and Lynn, especially James's wife, Lord God, Faye Sargent, Lord God, we thank you even Benita, Lord God, as she remembering her mother during this time, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for touching those that are looking to you as the author and finisher of their faith. We thank you, Father, for blessing Eleanor Blackwell. We thank you for blessing Chris, Lord God, and Raymond, Lord God. We thank you for calling him back to you, Father, and that he will hear your voice. We glorify you, Father, for doing the work among our TMC family. We thank you, Father, that they will look to you in every given situation and see your hand in the midst of what they're doing. I thank you, Father, for Artist Life and for the people that are attending Extravaganza. Strengthen them, Lord God, and we thank you, Father, that we will be walking across that stage, Lord God. You get all praise and glory as you instill in us the fortitude to go forth to do the work that you called us to do. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for Dr. Vanessa, Lord God, for this powerful message. Strengthen her, keep her, Lord God, and pour back into her virtues of blessings like never before. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, please share this message with somebody. That number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. Remember, next is the New Morning Motivational Call, Inspirational Monday, where our very own Minister Cynthia Cox is ministering. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen, 294-617-pound. We so appreciate you, Minister Cox, for seating and greeting everyone. And thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful message this morning, the four B's to godly success. Please come back and give us our benediction.
Amen, amen, amen. Spirit of the living God, we thank you today. We accept your mandate. We accept your challenge for us to have the eyes of faith, to believe your word, to not try to modify it, parse it, separate it, but to receive it, eat of your word today. And as we believe it, we'll be your incubators to birth healthy visions, dreams, goals in the land. Father, we are becoming all you called us to be in the name of Jesus. We leave this call. We go out building the kingdom, building our Artist Life family, receiving the mantle of your minister in the marketplace. And with everything we do, everywhere we go, we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you that this word saturates, marinates in the heart, minds, and spirits of every listener. We do have ears to hear and a heart to receive, and we will take it now and not just be hearers, but doers of the word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out, ministers, and activate the atmosphere with our four B's of godly success. Be blessed. Bye-bye.